Yale River County Commissioner Agri Cyrus Kanyikwa says his office has recorded several cases of targeted killings, kidnappings, and looting by unknown armed men in Yale Town. Kanyikwa says the county authority has formed a joint team of various security forces to conduct day and nighttime patrols to protect civilians in the area.
This night patrol is to increase the level of security. Yeah, one of the alarm was that we experienced the death of one person shot just near Jemtel. Number two, we have also seen that there are some gangs that mobilize themselves in the middle of the night. By daytime, they are sleeping in the residential areas, and by night, they come out to trap people who move in the night and rob them out of their phones and rob them out of their monies.
Lieutenant Colonel Michael Machar, the SSPDF Civil Military Relations Director in Yale River County, says the Joint Operations Team will patrol the town between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m.
The soldiers are patrolling so that the civilians are not subjected to any situation. But we need the entire civil population to be in their places. Right from 11 onward, everybody, every soldier, every officer remain in their places. Because in the night, patrolling are the one to take charge of the town.
Robert Sarafino, a resident of Yale's Jigomoni neighborhood, says he and many other residents live in fear due to the ongoing security threats.
We want good security while sleeping in our houses during night hours, and what we want from the government as top priority is security and protection of people, including their properties, because there are other people who are benefiting during times of insecurity.
Gabad area resident Beatrice Juan welcomes Kanyikwa's move to step up nighttime security in Yale Town, but wonders about the makeup of the security forces.
We are not sure whether these people who are patrolling, will they be the true people or will they also be among the killers? So we need people who are really ready to serve the community, because we are tired of people dying, killed by unknown gunmen. They should look into the issue and they should find out the real killers.
Justus and Victor, a local civil society activist in Yale River County, urges local officials to come up with a long-term plan to address insecurity in the area.
When we can move freely, that indicates that it's a sign of peace, and that indicates we have also our freedom of movement and of being out. But we would urge you that this patrolling team should be well catered for, because if this patrolling team is a hungry team, then this patrolling team itself can become insecurity threat to the people that they are protecting.
County Commissioner Kanyikwa is calling on the local population to cooperate with security forces and to come forward with any information on security threats so that authorities can respond promptly to such threats.
The life of the citizen is number one. The safety of the citizen is paramount. Their property must be taken care of. Each individual community should be aware of what is surrounding them, and they are supposed to inform government of a threat to their lives. So by assisting government, it enforces security, and it provides government with the ability to secure lives and property. And we also would ask the people to inform us if any soldier misbehaves and mishandles or mistreats him or her.
While on a recent visit to Yale River County, Central Equatoria State Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony said state officials are working to restore peace and stability in the area. For VOA News, I am Daniel Friday Martin in Yale, Central Equatoria State.